So we are on Daf Vav Amud Beis, right? And we'll do our Amud today, and we'll post it for posterity, and we'll duly note our six individuals who, in the midst of all the turmoil, were committed to their Torah learning: Shkach, Reb Mordi, Reb Menachem, Reb Dov, Reb David, Reb Nathan, and Reb Jacob. Recorded all of posterity now on our recording, so get your names etched into history. All right, so the Mishnah on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Mishnah says as follows: Hayishnaim ronoso michalon ze, v'chlaim ronoso michalon ze. We have a situation we had talked about in the previous Mishnah, the concept of what constitutes a group of Edim. And we talked about a group of two, it's a group of 100, it's all the same, it could all be one group, and they're all kosher or all pasul, or they can be invalidated by the fact that some of them are invalidated. So what constitutes a group? Two people are watching from one window, two people are watching from another window. Ve'echad masribo be'emsa, and someone in the middle is warning them both for saying false testimony. Do not say false testimony to this pair and to the other pair. Bizman shemekzas and ron elu es elu. When some see each other, we'll have to define who that means. Do the Edom have to see each other? Do they see the person in the warning? But there's some combination. There is some correlation between them all. Hare elu edes achas. Then they're all one humongous, or to use a word that's not real, ginormous edus. Vimlav, but if it's not, if they don't, hare elu shtei edios, they're two separate testimonies. Lafikach, therefore, imnim says, achsmen zomos huvehe neragin. You can wind up with a very bizarre scenario. If we have two Edom from one window, and they say we saw Reuven kill Shimon, two Edom from another window, and they say we also saw Reuven kill Shimon, but the two Edom from window B turned out to have not been at window B at that time. Could two other Edom come and say, you claim you were at window B, but we know you were actually at the Browns game with us? So we'd have this weird scenario that the Edom are considered Edom Zomimim and can actually get killed for their false testimony, while Reuven can still get killed because the first pair testified that he killed Shimon. Crazy. But they're two separate Edos. Each one in exists independently. Rabbi Yossi Omer La'olam Eina Raganachu Shnei Edav Masribo. Rabbi Yossi says a different observation. You need two Edom warning you as well, not just one aid, shenemar, apishnayim edim. So we talk about you need two aidim. Even though we normally think apishnayim edim means you need two aidim to testify, he said you need two aidim to warn. Davar acher, apishnayim edim, shlote, sanhedrin, shomas, mipiham eturgaman. The aidim have to hear, the bezdin has to hear from the aidim themselves. Therefore, we always need someone in the court. Therefore, we used to say that the members of the Sanhedrin spoke 70 languages. Why? So I could hear the original. Because otherwise, it's very odd. If Menachem comes in, Menachem is a great linguist. He speaks many languages. Menachem, let's give an imaginary language that you speak. Give me an imaginary language that you speak.
Finnish.
He comes in and he testifies in Finnish, and the Sanhedrin cannot understand him. So they get someone a Finnish translator. But I don't know if the Finnish translator is doing a good job. Maybe it's like one of those bad commercials where okay, it's just okay, it's not okay. And the guy's translating, right? They have that commercial where the guy's translating, and he's translating for the deal, and he tells them, we really need this deal, and he says, we really need a hug. Like, how do I know what's really going on? We have no idea. Seen that commercial. So there's a point. So you have to hear it yourself. Amar Rav Zuch, said the Gemara. Amar Rav Zuch, Bar Tuvia. Amar Rav, minayin le'edus miyuchedes shibsula. How do I know that if one person sees it in one window, and one person sees it in another window, which means I never have two together? Window here, window here. How do I know that that's not good? Shenemar lo yamusa peded echad. But you cannot die based on one witness, meaning they are still considered separate witnesses. Why echad? What does that mean? Ile made echad mamish. If you're going to tell me it means you can't be punished by based on just a single testimony. Mereisha shamina le apishnayim edim. The pasuk already said apishnayim edim yakum davar. So I know you always need two edim to make something severe. Elamai echad. What's the point of lo yamusa peded echad? What's the point of the Torah telling me you cannot die based on the testimony of one? So it means echad echad. It means one in one window, one in the other window, even though I have two people, but nothing connects them. So they are two distinct testimonies. Tanya Namihach, we have a brisha that said this as well. Lo yamusa peded echad. We cannot die based on the testimony of one witness. La havish naim, shiron oso echa michalon zeh, ve'echa michalon zeh, to include a case of two people who have seen the event, but one from one window, one from the other window, ve'ein roon zeh zeh, and they do not see one another. She'ain mitzdarfin. They are not connected. In the secular court, they would be connected. In halacha, they are not. V'lo od. Not only that, but moreover, Ella, second line of the wide lines, even if two people are seeing the same event. Rav Morty Myers comes to the window and he sees something. He steps away, and all of a sudden, rushing in behind him is Rav David Lorand, and he steps to the very same window, but does not see Rav Morty Myers. They are two separate Edim. So the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. So the Gemara says, what's the obvious question, gentlemen? If two people, if Morty and David Lorand were seeing the same event at the same time from different windows, okay, they're not mitzaref. If Morty was first and then David was afterwards but didn't see one another, then how do they see the same thing, right? So that's even worse case.
What do you mean, how did they see?
They couldn't have seen the whole event. Like, if Morty and David are from different windows, right, they're in two apartment buildings. A New York reference. Two apartment buildings, right? And one's in one window and one's in their window. And downstairs underneath, they see Reuven kill Shimon. So they both saw the entire event, but not together. But how can Morty see Reuven kill Shimon and David see Reuven kill Shimon if they didn't see each other at the same window?
He's stabbing him one, but then he, two,
so, okay,
three,
so then,
four,
but then he didn't,
five,
so if Morty left away, Morty did, he didn't see him die, he saw him attack him, he didn't see him kill him.
You can infer.
Ah, that doesn't work.
Why is that not enough?
That is not enough to get someone killed, Dove.
Well, let's say he.
It's enough to get him punished, but not to get him killed.
But the second guy doesn't know he's killed.
No, so David Lorand stayed till the end. He was eating popcorn.
He still doesn't. Under that logic, he still doesn't know he's killed.
He does.
He doesn't. How does he know? Just because he's if the first guy was at the window,
he waited till the police came. David had nothing to do. He was done. He was done with all his work for the day.
But then they didn't see the same thing.
That's exactly the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Papa Labaya Hashlemai Echa Bechalon Zeh VeEchman Echalon Zeh The Haikachazi Kula Masa VeHaikachazi Kuli Masa." Says Rav Papa to Abaya, "I don't understand. If in the case where each one was at one window and each one saw the entire act, Amart Lamed Zarfi, you said they don't go together. BeZeHaChazeh The Haikachazi Palga the Masa VeHaikachazi Palga the Masa." Me boy, you have to tell me that when Morty saw half the act and David saw half the act, that it doesn't go together. Of course, it doesn't go together. If Morty saw the whole thing and David saw the whole thing and they couldn't be mitzaref because they were in different locations, of course if they only saw half it wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, Amalei lo nitzricha ela lebol esa erva. That happened to be in halacha when in the situations where people are testifying about individuals committing adultery or having other inappropriate illicit sexual relationships, you do not have to see the entire act. The Gemara is going to get into that later. That's a little bit inappropriate. So it could be possible that individuals both saw enough of the act for it to be considered mechayev, even though obviously no one saw the whole thing. That's the chiddush. Amar Rava. We were focusing on the Edim seeing one another. What if the person warning them, the person involved in the warning to the Reuven and warning to each other, there is someone in between? That could be Mitzdarif them. Amarava, Masra Sha'amu Afilu Pi Atzmo, Valapilu Mi Pi Hashed. The Rava says the warner doesn't have to be a separate individual. One second, David. It could even be the person himself. Or it could even be a crazy line in the Gemara. The Gemara says the word shade. What's a shade? A demon. Even a demon. So you'll notice we're not going to do this because we're just running through the sugya. The Rambam does not think it means a shade because the Rambam's against these whole belief of demons. It's a wild Gemara. Go ahead, Rav Lorand.
So for today, how would we, if like our whole evidence is based off of like two Edim, right?
Halacha assumes you need two Edim.
Right. So... But in real U.S. court, that's not enough to...
Just the opposite. In real U.S. court, a lot of these circumstantial evidences are more than enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But if they have no actual, like, complete evidence...
So it gets
like,
very complicated in secular court. You know, sometimes circumstantial evidence is enough, sometimes it's not enough, depends on a lot of other circumstances. Okay, let's go on. So the Gemara goes on. Amar Rav Nachman, Edus Miyuchedes K'shei Rebedini Mamanos. All this rule is only when it comes to Dini Nefashos. Because we don't want to put someone to death. When it comes to monetary matters, then we'll put all these edits are really fine. The pasuk said, "Lo yamus apied echad." You cannot die based on the testimony of one, but that means that's only for life or death situations, for monetary situations, you are kosher. Maskli Rav Zutra, elami at b'dini nefashos tatzil. And if there is a possibility that Dini Mamonos can, it's valid, we should try to at least include that some way to save individuals and say that their edus has come together for purposes of saving them. So the Gemara says, Kasha, that's a good question. We don't know. Because sometimes when it comes to Dini Nefashos, we do everything we can You have a very fascinating concept, which is on the next daf. Halacha does believe in capital punishment, in death penalty, and yet halacha believes in never doing it. See, it's a weird mix. Like, it's on the books, but you're never supposed to really do it, because we don't want to take the chance of getting it wrong, of killing someone inappropriately. But you want people to realize the severity, so it's on the books. So the Gemara is suggesting here, maybe I should use the fact that the Eidus could sometimes go together to somehow find a way to get people exempt and say the whole Eidus was knocked out, but the Gemara doesn't do that. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, you need two Eidim warning you. Amalei Rav Papa Labayu, Misle Isle Rav Papa Haisvora. Does Rabbi Yossi really believe that? Vatnan. Did Rabbi Yossi, did we not learn in a mission? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasone Nerag, Mipnei Shu Kamuad. If a person kills, if I hate someone, God forbid, but if I have someone who I hate, and I kill them, then we know I did it deliberately. In other words, sometimes there's a different category. Did you do it accidentally? Did you do it? Well, was it deliberate? Was it not deliberate? But if I hate the person, then the odds are, oh, I accidentally dropped a piano on my person I hate who was coming by. It was a mistake, an honest mistake. You hate the man. So Rabbi Yossi says, we assume you're a muad. And you considered, so that we have to determine. But the point is, if Rabbi Yossi is willing to say that a person who you hate, you consider automatically as if you were did it deliberately, then obviously you don't need two edim to always warn you. So Amalei Hahumi Rabbi Yosef Yehudahi. So that's a different individual. There are two Rabbi Yosefs. The different Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The son Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Chaver Ein Tzarech Hasra. Fishlonit Nahasra El Lahavkin Ben Shogeg Umezid. The whole concept of a warning is to tell someone that what you're about to do, you think it may be allowed, you should realize that you're not allowed to do it. But a person who's a chaver, who's a chaver? Chaver literally means a friend. What does it mean in this context? So chaver in the halacha context means someone who is knowledgeable. So a person who's knowledgeable doesn't need to get warned because they know halacha. Reb Dov went to Smicha for 17 years. He's the big Talmud Chacham. He knows the difference between Shogeg and Mezid. He knows what's deliberate, what's allowed. So says Reb Yossi Behuda, that individual doesn't need a warning. Because the whole purpose of the warning is to clarify to the individual, don't do what you're doing. It's really a prohibited activity. But Dov is next in line to be the chief rabbi of the entire country. Obviously he knows the difference. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who holds that Hasra serves a different purpose, he obviously has those halachas. Rabbi Yosef in our Mishnah doesn't see Hasra that way, and therefore he says you need two Eidim. We'll do the last piece of Gemara, even though it'll get to the next daf, just as a little reward for the six shtarkers of the day. The Gemara says, Davar Achra Pishnaim Eidim Shloti Sanhedrin Mishamas Pnim Turgamin. A different idea that Sanhedrin should not hear it from the translator. Hane Le'uze, also the Kamei de Rava. There was this person who spoke Luzi as a different language, a foreign language. That he was. So Uki Rava Turgamin Benayat. Rava got a Turgamin. He said, the man speaking Flemish, I got to bring someone in. So Vaheki Avet Haki, how did he bring someone in? How did he bring an interpreter in? Vatnan Shalote Sanhedrin Shahamas Vitiyogim Turgamin. I thought we just said that you shouldn't hear it. The Bezdin have to know it themselves. If Jacob has to know 70 languages, he's got a couple to go to make sure he knows his 70. So you shouldn't hear it from a translator. So the Gemara says, Rava Meida Yehava Yada Madhavi Amri. Vature Hutilava Yada. He says, no. Rava, he understood Flemish. He didn't speak Flemish, so he had to bring in someone else to speak back, but he understood it, because he could not have heard it from an intermediate source. Just to get to the next mission, we'll do the top of Zayin Amad Aleph. Uloi betuvye krivi de arva have. There's a concept of an arev. An arev is a, everyone heard the term an arev? A guarantor. Let us say Nathaniel Sokolov is lending money to me. And Nathaniel is concerned. Maybe Rabbi Blau's credit isn't so good. So he says, so we turn to Jacob Israelstam, Jacob, you'll be my guarantor. And Jacob says, sure, he's a noble soul. But what does that mean? That means if I don't pay, Jacob will pay Nathaniel. Two Edim come to testify. These two Edim are not relatives of Nathaniel, they're not relatives of mine, but they are relatives of Jacob. Can they testify or not? So the Gemara says, Have you seven Rapapa Lamer Gabilovu Milva Rakikininu? Rapapa initially thought, okay. These two witnesses, they're not related to me, they're not related to Nate and Nathaniel, we're the two people in the Din Torah, so that's fine. And the Gemara says, Amal Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua L'Rav Papa. So Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua tells Rav Papa, Ilesli L'Lova, Lav Basa Arva Azul Milva. He says, Rav Papa, what are you thinking? If I don't have the money, where is Nathaniel going? To Jacob. So So if these witnesses are related to Jacob, Jacob is part of the story. You can't say, oh, well, the original Din Torah is only between Nathaniel and Rabbi Blau. And therefore, the Edim who are related to Jacob can't testify. No, the Edim who are related to Jacob obviously are nogeya bedavar. It impacts them, and therefore they cannot testify as well. Shkoach for a wonderful day of learning.